doesn't matter what the enemy has said. It doesn't matter what he has planned. God has your life in his hands. Yeah!
I do believe that your life, my life, all of our lives are going to get better. Welcome to Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. Today's service is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. And I just want to say that I lost a sister last night, and we were very close, and I'm still trying to put my mind to the fact that she's no longer here now. But prayers for her children and her grandchildren and my family that's, you know, Nicole, my daughter, is really taking it very hard. But at this time, I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Robert Cooper. Pastor Cooper, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you again. Having just talked to you not too many hours ago when you called me and told me the news about your sister.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know that you are in all of our prayers, your household, your family, her children, and like you mentioned, and grandchildren.
Yes.
And pray today, we'll keep you and your family in mind, and we'll be mindful of the fact that, like the song just said, our lives are going to get better. And regardless of what it looks like right now, amen, just stay in the race.
Yes.
Hang in there and stay in the race. That's all I can say. And God is with you. He said he'll be with you whithersoever thou goest. So wherever you go, God is with you and yours today, but we still pray that God will comfort you, strengthen you, and encourage you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we also like to pray for anyone else who's dealing with something, because we all have something to deal with. Amen. I've received telephone calls in the last week or 2 weeks. Similar calls. I had another friend who called me and told me that he just lost a brother.
Amen. Yeah.
So it's a toughie. It's not easy. And he just, you know, I just saw him moments ago, and he's still trying to process it. So I know
right.
You're trying to process it, and just know that God is with you, and we're with you also.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Pastor, I was talking to my son, and we were just mentioning all the people that we know that, you know, there's three people with cancer, and other people with ailments and injuries. And my son just said, these are some dark times. And I said, well, they are, but they'll lighten up. They'll brighten up. You know, we all go through things in our life. And, you know, life, birth, and death are two things. You know, death is one thing we'll never escape, you know. So I just, you know, I just say my sister is no longer suffering in that bed, not able to eat, barely drinking, barely breathing, in pain. So that's over.
Yeah.
That's over.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can say that with good conscience, because you knew better than anybody, because you were a witness and you saw it taking place. We just thank God for your resolve right now. We pray that your commitment to Christ, because you know you didn't have to be on today when you called me. We could have easily taken a sadness break.
Right.
You chose
right.
to be on. You chose to do the service, and you specifically implied that you wanted to do fellowship in the Word. So we are here today, amen. In that spirit. We're believing God
yes.
is going to do something miraculous, amen, for you and yours. Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I begin, is there anyone else that has a word they'd like to share? Amen. I don't want to begin until we're ready to commit to God's word.
The lines are open.
And if there's no one... Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, again, we thank you for an opportunity to give your name the praise. And that's what we do. We give your name the praise, regardless of the situation. Sometimes it's harder to do, and sometimes than it is in others, but we always give your name the praise. So we praise you, and we lift you up right now. We ask you to give us your blessings, give us your direction, because couldn't do anything without you. And we thank you right
yeah.
now, Lord. You said that we acknowledge you in all of our ways, even in sadness, that you will direct our paths. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the comfort of the knowledge of your presence right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I'm reading from the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John. And I'll be reading from the 16th verse, 16th chapter, I'm sorry. Chapter 16, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and verse 33. Amen and amen. John 16, 33. You got that, Sonny? All right. In John 16, 33, Jesus tells us these words. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me, it's very important that we get this, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. And you know, there are times in life where we seem like we can't seem to find our way. That's everyone. And Jesus has given us a clear and precise example in this scripture of where we're supposed to be at all times. He's letting you know that if we make being in him our location, being within him be our dwelling place, being in him be our place of being. He's letting us know, amen, that we can experience a great peace. And so he said,
yes.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, he says, you shall have tribulation. Those of you who don't know what tribulation is, it means big trouble. Big trouble. But
yeah.
as long as you stay in him, amen, you can override big trouble. And he says,
yes.
In the world you shall have big trouble, but be of good cheer. In other words, get happy, because I have overcome the world and all of its trouble. I have overcome the world and all of its difficulties. I have come to the world and all of its conditions and all of its circumstances and all of its calamities. I have overcome the world. And if we can ever get that down on the inside, amen, we can walk in a state of peace, a peace that passes all understanding, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when it seems like, amen, folk may wonder, how in the world could you be smiling at a time like this? Because you know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, has assured you that as long as you stay in him, amen, he'll give you peace. And he'll give you joy. He'll give you strength. And he'll give you courage. Even when it doesn't, even when it seems like it's impossible to consider, God has a way of making things happen like no one else. He can make it right when no one else can. One scripture says that God said, I'll go before you and make the crooked places straight. He'll give you the strength to do things you didn't even know you could do.
Amen.
And all we have to do is trust him. He always, Jesus has always given us the choice. And this is all about choices today. We all have to make choice because there will be no change until we make a choice. And we have to make a choice to be in Jesus because we're always, always coming up against something. Something's always before us. I like the way Jesus said in Matthew, the 21st chapter, and we've studied it before, but he said in the 21st chapter to his disciples, when he spoke to the fig tree and the fig tree withered away and the disciples marveled at it. You can go there if you like, Matthew 21. And let's go there anyway. Jesus said these words. And you know what I love about Jesus? As long as you're saying what Jesus says, you can't go wrong.
Amen.
Matthew 21. Amen. Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 21. Have you found it yet? All right, bear with me. Bear with me, amen. We thank God for, I'm thanking God for my wife, Rosie, who she and I have been sharing the same table and the same everything as of this coming Tuesday, the day after tomorrow, it'll be 30 years.
Amen. Hey, all right. That's a milestone.
And we thank the Lord for that, amen. And she's a, formerly she was in the education field, and since then she's always been a teacher because she's always teaching me something.
Yeah. You're the number one student.
I get to the place where I feel like I know everything, she always has something else to teach me. So I'm so thankful that God blessed me with a spouse like that because he gave me his best.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And we thank the Lord. And then we've been through thick and thin, amen, but God has always seen us through. Am I right or wrong? Praise the living God, hallelujah. We have a son, amen, who was challenged with a disability at birth, and he's been dealing with it ever since, and he's going on 29, and we've loved every day. I wouldn't trade either one of them for nothing in the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
I'm
going
to ask you to read that 21st chapter of Matthew for us after you speak to the callers for me. And we're going to read the 21st verse because Jesus is talking about doing the impossible. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Matthew 21, verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this.
Hold on 1 second. I want to stop you because I like what you just said. If you have faith mm-hmm. and don't doubt, that means the miracle, the impossible thing he's getting ready to present to you, it does have conditions. It doesn't just work for everyone. It takes a special someone to be able to do what he's getting ready to tell us we can do. But he said, this is what you have to have. You have to have faith and don't doubt.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Man, there's some time when life wants to make you doubt so bad, but if you can just hold on to your faith, amen, no matter what it looks like, hold on to your faith. God's got some miracles, some wonderful things waiting for you. He said, if you have faith and don't doubt.
If you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain,
Say it.
Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Amen. This is what Jesus is telling us. He's letting us know because I don't know about you, and I really do know this. I don't know about you, but I do know this about everyone. Everybody has a mountain right now that's giving them difficulty, that's standing in their way, that's causing them to have some type of hindrance, and He wants you to know that if you have faith and don't doubt, you can tell that mountain where to go.
Amen. Yes.
That mountain right now could be sorrow. That mountain right now could be poverty. That mountain right now could be lack. That mountain right now could be sickness or disease. That mountain could be oppression. Whatever your mountain is. And we all have
yes.
a mountain.
Yes, we do.
Whatever your
yes.
mountain is. Jesus said, if you have faith and don't doubt, you could say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You know, he's a gentleman. He says things so gentlemanly. You can tell that mountain to get out of my way.
Yes.
And be thou cast into the sea. If you have faith, faith gives you the power to talk like that. Faith gives you the power to expect like that. Faith gives you the power to make the impossible become possible. Faith gives you the power to make changes when it seems like there is no change.
Yes, amen.
How many have been waiting on a change and it seems like there's no change coming?
Yep, yeah.
Faith. The power, amen, to call that change into being. You can call that change into being by telling that mountain, whatever your mountain is.
Amen.
Be thou removed, Jesus said, and be thou cast into the sea. In other words, you no longer exist. Be thou removed means you're finished. Be thou removed means whatever your mountain is, it's finished if you have faith. And tell it to be thou cast into the sea. You're no longer a hindering spirit. You're no longer a problem. You're no longer an obstacle in my life. Be thou
Amen.
Removed, mountain, and be thou cast into the sea. And we as the people of God, we need to realize we have it like this. And I believe once
yes.
we get it down in our spirit that we do have it like this when we walk by faith and not by sight, that we'll be able to accomplish a lot more than we have been accomplishing.
Amen.
And like I heard the songster say, amen, that she said, my life is going to get better.
Yes.
And I believe when we walk by faith and not by sight, we will discover things about us and about our relationship with God through Jesus Christ that gives us so much power that we can do impossible things. Things that seem to be impossible will no longer be impossible because we can tell them what to do.
Amen.
We can tell that
yes.
mountain in our lives what to do and where to go. We no longer have to be overcome by the mountain. Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus goes on, and he goes on, and he says, in that same chapter, on the very next verse, he says these words. He says, I love this. Because when Jesus speaks, he speaks with such power. He says, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Come on, let's
Amen.
Just be
yes.
for real. You don't have to tell me, but just tell God. What do you need to receive from God right now? Because Jesus said all things. So that means there's no thing you can't receive if you ask in prayer believing.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to read that again. Because I want you to know this is coming out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. And he said, in all things whatsoever, you shall ask in prayer. That's why it's so important that we pray, saints. That's why it's so important that we come together and pray. Because prayer truly makes a difference.
Yes.
And, you know, let's get to the place where we're just too tired to pray or too busy to pray or too cool to pray. We need to pray.
Yes.
Praying is what we need to do 24/7. My Bible says we are to pray without ceasing. Amen. And you know, it was a thing we used to do at night, pray at bedtime. Well, that's a good way to pray. At least you're getting a prayer in. But live a prayer life.
Yes. Amen.
Live a prayer life. Pray without ceasing. And when you run out of things to pray about for yourself, pray for someone else. Someone is always in need of prayer.
Yes.
So Jesus says in all things, he doesn't care what it is. He said all things. That means there's no limits. Amen. Isn't it time that we stop living with limits, like there's something God can't do for you. Amen. The only thing God can't do is lie. In Jesus Christ, my Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So he's giving you the strength to do all things, and right now he's giving you a promise. In verse 21, he says, in all things whatsoever, you shall ask in prayer. That means everything. Believing. You got to believe.
Yes.
You got to believe,
yes.
See? He did impossible things because he believed. He did impossible things for us because he believed. He did the impossible because he believed. He laid hands on the sick. He made the blinded eyes to come open. He made the lame begin to walk because he believed. And he said, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, and we shall receive. That's good
yes,
news.
Amen.
That's good news because I don't even have to see your face. I know that we all have something that we need to receive from the Lord.
Yes.
And the beauty of doing ministry in this format is that whoever is listening, whoever is sitting under the sound of my voice, amen, you know you need something from the Lord. He knows you need something from the Lord, and I know you need something from the Lord. So why don't we just exercise, amen, the goodness of his glory, the power of his word, and why don't we just start praying right now, right now? Why put it off, amen? He said all things, whatsoever. That means all things, everything that you ask in prayer. Whatsoever means everything.
Yes.
Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Maybe it's a grandchild. Maybe it's a neighbor's child. Maybe it's someone down the street. Maybe it's something in your own home. Maybe it's something, amen, that's going on in our communities or something that's going on the news. We have the power, Jesus is telling us. You're not like other folk, amen. You're set apart. You're sanctified. You're different in Jesus Christ. He said, and this is what you can do. All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. If you want
yes,
it,
amen.
Just ask in prayer, believing. And you shall receive.
Amen.
That's as good as it gets. I don't know how good, I don't know how much better it can get than that. He's even saying impossible things. He's even letting you know that the impossible can be achieved. Because he said, whatsoever, that lets me know that he's talking about the impossible. When it comes to believing, Mark 9:23. Mark, the 9th chapter, 23rd verse. He lets you know how powerful believing is. Because he can make a man, he said, if thou canst believe, he said, all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. And we call ourselves believers, amen?
Amen.
It's time. It's time that we started believing.
Yes.
As believers, it's time that we started believing.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Because believing gives us too much power not to be powerful.
Yes.
Believing gives us far too much power not to be powerful. He says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Yes.
Period. That's what Jesus says. He's letting us know. He's cluing us in. He's cluing us in on some things that if you really want to see change, we got to change. We got to stop doubting. We got to start believing. We got to stop doubting. We got to start walking by faith. He's letting you know that the future is ours, but we need to start approaching it from a different perspective. We need to start approaching the future from a godly perspective, the way he does. And we can see, amen, the miraculous take place. Because that which is impossible, most people write off as, please, no way, no how. No way, no how. But Jesus says there is a way and there is a how.
Yes.
He said if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Amen.
So we want to get to the place, amen, where we get off of unbelief, because unbelief is difficult. It stops, it hinders all kinds of good things from happening in our lives. We have to make sure, amen, that we believe. And that's what Jesus does. He believes.
Yes.
I like the story of David and Goliath. Those of you who don't know that story, David came against Goliath, a giant, praise the living God, and he believed that he was going to defeat him, even though it looked like it was absolutely impossible. By the looks of things, it looked like the giant would have ate him for lunch. But he believed, and he told the giant, he said, this day will I have your head. And he did. Believing is powerful. Believing is powerful. And when we learn to believe, when we make up in our mind, amen, that I'm just going to believe. I don't care what it looks like. If God said it, I believe it.
Yes.
If the word of God says it, I believe it. If God says I can, I can. If God says I am, I am. If God says I will, I will. I believe it.
Amen.
And Jesus is my example. And Jesus can be all of our example. All we have to do is make up in our minds, amen, and have a made-up mind that we're going to actually stop calling ourselves believers and start being believers.
Yes. Believe.
Because,
amen.
Because believing can put you in a realm that's beyond the natural. Believing can give you the power, Jesus is saying, to do that which is impossible. He said all things are possible. So that means nothing is impossible if you're a believer. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
And so what's happening is we're going to have to make up in our minds that we're going to mature in this Christian walk. We're going to mature in this process. We're not going to stay the same as we always were. We're going to progress. We're going to progress. We're going to mature. We're going to develop. And we're going to allow ourselves to walk by faith now and not by sight. Because when we believe, we're going into a different realm. We're being elevated from the natural to the supernatural when you can do things that are not possible.
Amen.
He said, if you can believe, he said, there's no such thing as what's not possible. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible.
Yes.
He said in Matthew 21, he said, in all things, I love all things. We got to start getting the all things mentality because that's the way God operates. He don't give you just some of it. He wants you to have it all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. He didn't leave that out. Believing. That's how powerful believing is. It makes the difference. He said, believing, you shall receive.
Yes. Amen.
We talked about peace. We talked about joy. We talked about everything. You need some money? Believe. Ask in prayer, believing. And he said, you shall receive. You will get it. I assure you, you will.
Amen. Yes.
Whatever you need God to do for you, follow these instructions because all he's doing is trying to give us the invitation to a heavenly lifestyle right here on earth.
Amen.
And I believe when we do, when we follow his instructions to the letter, I believe we'll find ourselves, amen, living in a way that we never thought we could. I want to say the fourth chapter. I may be right. I could be wrong, but just bear with me. I'll turn to it momentarily. John, I'm believing I'm getting some new glasses. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to the wedding party, Rosie. John, the wedding party of Cana. John, the second chapter. That's right. I knew that's where it was. Hallelujah. Hold on, church. Jesus, I got my small print Bible in front of me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pages stick together. Whatever Jesus says for us to do, we have to learn to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And the beauty of it is that when we do, you see miracles take place. Here's a good example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a wedding party, a marriage in a place called Cana. And in the first verse it says, in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. She was that confident of his ability. She was that confident of his knowledge. She was that confident of his power. And whatever he saith unto you, do it. And I'm stopping by and I'm letting the people on the call know, whatever the Lord says to you, do it. If he says you can, do it. If he says you are, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Don't let anyone come along and tell you, I can't do that. If Jesus tells you to, do it.
Amen. Do it. Yes.
Do it. Just do it. And there was set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece, meaning firkins of water. That's a measurement. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. I wonder what would have happened if they decided, well, you know, a little bit of water, that's all we need. We don't have to fill them up to the top. But he said, fill them. So they had to fill them to the brim to be obedient. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do exactly what he tells you to do. Don't modify it. Do what he says.
Yes, amen.
Do what he says. Do exactly what he says. And he said, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear it to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have saved the good wine up until now.
Huh.
And I mean to tell you, if you allow Jesus Christ to, your best is yet to come.
Yes, amen.
The latter is going to be greater than your former, and he's saving your best wine for now.
I agree. I thank you that.
What we need to do is do like Jesus' mother says, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. It doesn't matter what it is or when it is. If the word of God says it, do it.
Yes.
If the Lord says it, do it. Amen. We can be assured then, amen, that when we do, all will be well. Praise the living God.
Yes, amen.
Going back to the first verse in John 16:33, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He wants us to be in him. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, we got to make sure everything we do is in him. We can't do it outside of him. We have to learn to do it in him so we can enjoy, amen, the kind of life that he lives. In him, praise the living God.
Yes.
Because in me, he said, you have peace. In the world you have tribulation as I close, but be of good cheer, he said, because I have overcome the world. Give God some praise and glory and thanksgiving.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Is there anyone that would like to come in right now and say anything about a testimony or a prayer for anyone? If now the lines are open, and we will definitely be back next Sunday. I postponed all my other shows today, and but this was needed.
Yeah, amen.
This is definitely needed this morning. Like I said, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. And I'm getting messages, excuse me, and phone calls from all over the country today about Aurora. So, amen. Coop, Pastor Cooper, did you ever meet Aurora?
You know, I tried to process that when we were talking on the phone. And if I did, it's been such a while ago. Realize
right.
A lot of time has passed. But
right.
It's possible I did, but I do know one thing for sure. I've heard a lot about her from you over the years.
Right.
And so for that reason, my heart is with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Those days, some of the times when I'd be walking down Laverne Avenue and you were out there cutting that grass and you'd ask me, where you going? And I'd say, to the city. That's where I was going, to her house. For the weekend.
All right. Well, I can truly tell you one thing I do recall, and what made it that Volvo you used to drive.
Yes.
If I may, I know you got a Lamborghini now, but that Volvo you used to drive was evidence of her. I'm sure. I believe. I remember you telling me you got that from your sis.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I got my little sports car Fiat from her also. You know,
oh, look at you now.
Yeah, she, you know, it was just me and her for years before Norman came, you know, and then Kathy, then Jerome. But for a while, it was just me and Aurora, and we played tricks on each other and, you know, watched the Twilight Zone all night long and just all kind of stuff. It's so many memories, you know. You know, it was funny because when she did come to Pomona and live for a minute, we got on that little bus that they used to have in Pomona. Pomona had its own little bus line at one time. You might remember it, Cooper. And we got on the bus one time, and there was a guy sitting on the bus that had some type of haircut. And me and Aurora just looked at each other and said, hair whiz. Because he used to have this little hair whiz comb thing that with a razor blade in it that they used to say you could do haircuts with. But Aurora taught me my sense of humor, too. You know?
All right.
Yeah, we had a lot of laughs, a lot of laughs. You know,
I
had
about...
You have
a lot to remember. I hope the good memories will help you through your time of need.
Yes, indeed. I'm sitting here looking at the two books that she wrote right now. And but anyway, I'm going to play a song, and we're going to go out. And then I got to go do some other things today. So I want
to
thank all
of
you. Yeah, don't go away yet, folks. We still got, I want you to hear some of this song.
I'm complete. size of your heart, and he'll give you a brand new start. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him. He will bring it to pass and make it good like he said he would. In my life, when I thought I needed somebody to make me complete, I thought I needed that special somebody to make me feel good, but I forgot about the scripture that said I'm a jealous God, and beside me there is no other.
Yes, so indeed, I am complete in Jesus. He's keeping me together right now. And I hope he's keeping me together
amen.
Right now.
Amen.
So, yes indeed. I want to thank each and every one for their sympathies, their prayers. And we'll be back next week. We'll be back next Sunday. 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the Middle. Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. Thank you.